Well, migrants are still trying to cross the English Channel a day after 27 people drowned. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you.
Morning, Ben. It's extraordinary, isn't it, that even that has not deterred people, and indeed those interviewed on the French side of the English Channel today, those who would appear in front of a camera, were saying they were still determined to cross. It wouldn't put them off. One or two shed tears because they knew the people involved. But we now know 27 dead as well. They slightly downscaled. But 27 people have lost their lives, and yet there are more who will put themselves in that position and will part with every euro or franc or drachma or whatever they have. They will get rid of it in order to try to make this crossing. Britain and France have had talks today. They're said to be positive. But you know what? Over this, the United Nations, which sometimes lacks teeth in some situations, but they've absolutely said, if you close official channels to asylum seekers, whether you process their asylum seeking or not, if you close the official channels, they will find unofficial channels, and that's what we've got now. And so, to some extent, yeah, absolutely, you know, why let people do this and risk this? Why not specifically corral people, process their paperwork, give people a chance, or in some cases, return them to their native countries if that's what it takes.
Yeah, when they're getting on dodgy boats, there is going to be danger. The death toll included a pregnant woman and three children, and five people have been arrested in connection with the fatal crossing. Now, this doesn't sound good, Adam. You've got a shortage of what in time for Christmas?
I know. Too horrific for words. We may have a shortage. I'm going to stress the may because I'm still hopeful. But we may have a shortage of booze. I know. No. With all the other shortages, you know, we could probably live without food. But the idea of being a little less merry, basically the industry is warning us that we might actually be okay in the sense of there'll be beer and wine if we're not too fussy. But if we're looking for specific alcohol types, specific brands, it could be a major gincident. Frankly, it's down to a lack of container ships, a jam up at all our ports, and indeed Europe's ports, and an ongoing shortage of truck drivers. We talked about that before. It's not getting any better that we still have shortages, because if you add all that up, it could mean no Jingle Bells whiskey, absolute misery, any port in a storm, and we could be up Jacob's Creek without a swizzle.
We send our thoughts and our prayers to you, and yes, you just look
and
after yourself.
Send your wine, most of all.
We'll send some good Aussie wine. We'll catch you Monday.
Cheers, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from the UK, where they're worried about a shortage of alcohol in the lead up to Christmas.